Hello and welcome to South Asia Chat. I'm your host, Nithya Subramanian, editor at the Institute of South Asian Studies at the National University of Singapore. Today, our guest is Dr. Zebunisa Hamid, Assistant Professor of Film and Screen Studies at LUMS. She completed her doctorate in film studies from SOAS London and is also a trained film editor, having worked with the likes of Meera Nair. She has also served on Pakistan's Oscar committee. Today, we'll be talking to her about Ertugrul, a Turkish drama series that has taken Pakistan by storm, sparking many socio-political debates around it. Welcome, Dr. Zebunisa. Thank you for joining us today. Could you please tell us a little bit about this phenomena called Ertugrul that has taken over Pakistan these days?
Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, absolutely. The drama, actually, it's not a recent drama. It came out in 2014. It aired in December 2014. And it is one of the many Turkish dramas that have become popular around the world, especially around the Muslim world. Turkey has become one of the major exporters of television dramas and shows in recent times. And I think the first drama to come to Pakistan was in 2012. So, but the recent, the more recent phenomena or the more recent popularity has a lot to do with the fact that the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, talked about how this, if drama like this should be promoted in Pakistan, then he directed PTV, which is the Pakistan national, the television channel, to dub the show and to broadcast it, and which it did with in collaboration with TRT, which is the production company in Turkey. And fifth season just aired in May, I believe, and it's on Netflix. And on Pakistan, on PTV, it's the dubbed version, and it's on the YouTube channel for PTV as well. So it is accessible to people aside from just on the channel. And so I think one of the reasons that it has also become very popular, aside from the support and promotion from the Prime Minister over here, is the fact that it's during this time of the pandemic, where people have been home, people have been locked up, they have, and there has been a solid break in the release of new information, new entertainment, new dramas from Pakistan, films as well, cinemas have been shut down. So this really has been the only source of entertainment for a lot of people. And you know, with the dubbed version, it's also been able to be, it's been accessed by a lot more people as well.
But why do you think Prime Minister Imran Khan had to give a shout out to this drama? Was it because of the Islamic values that it promoted, or the fact that there were many heroes in this drama who were worth mentioning and talking about? So why do you think he had to come out and speak for a drama series?
Well, I think it's a combination of the points that you've mentioned. I think that the Prime Minister has been very, he has highlighted quite a few, you know, different aspects or different forms that have highlighted Muslim heritage, history, or Islamic heroes, and so on, including in literature and so on. So I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he did put an emphasis on how we have been turning to Bollywood films and Hollywood dramas and Hollywood films more and more, and that instead we should be looking at Islamic heroes, and that the youth should be looking at the struggle of these historical figures and how they persevered. So I think it is both an attempt, I think, to create a wider relationship with the Islamic world and with countries such as Turkey. So I think it's a combination of things. I wouldn't say that it's really one thing, but I think the main focus would be on bringing out these Islamic values, which the Prime Minister holds you know, dear as well.
So Turkey is actually a big ally to Pakistan, and we've seen them coming and supporting Pakistan at many occasions. So do you think this drama Ertugrul will be playing a role in enhancing this relationship between the two countries? Is there, do you think such a thing is possible?
I think that the bottom line is that any form of art or entertainment does create stronger connections between people, whether that's literature or film or dramas or music or whatever it may be. And there is a very strong affiliation that Pakistanis have with Turkey, with the people of Turkey as well and the culture. So I think that, yes, absolutely. I think it definitely helps strengthen that connection. And I think it highlights that connection. And more on a social level, I think it also, it's interesting because in today's day and age, you don't just watch the drama and you're done, right? Social media is such a big part of it. So people have been reaching out to the stars themselves, who have responded by saying they would love to come to visit Pakistan. So that one-on-one almost connection between the fans over here and the stars over there, I think creates an even bigger connection between the two places.
Yeah, but it's also sparked off a lot of debates. You know, there is one group that is talking about, you know, an invasion of Turkish culture. So there's talk of where is Pakistani culture and all this. Then there's another group which says that they are very similar to the Baloch community. So do you see any kind of cultural appropriation here happening? And could you also talk about debates that are taking place?
So I would say that as far as the cultural appropriation debate is concerned, I'm not quite sure what that argument really is, because similar arguments can be made for Indian dramas or films and others that have come into Pakistan. So I would stay away from that, because I don't see the connection in that. There may be connections between different cultural groups or communities within Pakistan and the drama, but I wouldn't see that as cultural appropriation. I do think that the response or the reaction to the drama is very typical of what's been happening in Pakistan, and that is that since private television channels came into the country, were being licensed, local channels, a lot of content was needed. A lot of content was being generated locally as well, but also being sourced from outside. And the first television drama, I think Turkish drama, to come to Pakistan was in 2012, as I mentioned. And even at that point, there was a lot of reaction from people within the industry saying that this is not something that we should be promoting. Our own dramas are going to start hurting because of this, that we will lose viewership, and we need the support of the government to promote our dramas or our films. A similar argument was made when Indian films came to Pakistani cinemas. They've been stopped recently, but when they came back to the screens, a similar argument was made by many people saying that it would hurt an already suffering industry. So I think it's a very quick knee jerk first response that one has to anything that comes from outside, in this sense that, oh, it's going to hurt us. And so I think that has been on the one side. The other side has said that, you know, this shows us what we can do. This shows us that we have an audience who will watch these dramas. We have people who are interested in entertainment. And so therefore we need to create more content, and that this is actually exactly what you need. This kind of competition is what you need for local dramas to come up. I think the real issue I don't agree that anything should be banned. But I do think that it's the argument is not so much that whether or not these dramas or films from outside of the country should be promoted, but more so that is enough support being given to the local industry? Is there enough investment in it? Do they have opportunities for loan and money and other aspects through which they can make the kind of television dramas or films that audiences now I have become accustomed to through YouTube, through Netflix and other sources, you no longer can make something that is not competitive on the international, in the international market. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the other aspect of it has also been this kind of moral policing that took place on social media as well for a while, where people called out the actors for either dressing a certain way in their posts or behaving a certain way. And I think that that distinction between the characters people play versus, which is universal, versus the actual actors is so blurred, is often very blurred. And in this case, very much so, because these were the heroes on screen, these Islamic heroes, and you know, what are these other lives that they have? And but the, on this on the other hand, there was massive support for them as well. People who supported them and actually, you know, shut down people who were doing this moral policing, who were calling out these stars. And that has been noticed and appreciated by the stars as well, who have written back and, you know, thanked people for their support for that as well.
So we read recently, not recently, some months ago, that Pakistan, Malaysia and Turkey were planning to launch an entertainment channel. Do you think this drama, Ertugrul, would be a step in that direction, would give that an impetus to move forward?
So this story came out, I think, in 2019. And so, and there hasn't been much on it since then. And it was a conversation, I think, between the three leaders to promote Islamic values and to give another side to the narrative that has been created, and Islamophobia and so on, to fight Islamophobia. I don't think that something like this, because this is not necessarily content that they're creating, right? This is content that's already out there. So I'm not sure how, I think what it has done in Pakistan is, I think it's given PTV, the local, the channel, that's the national channel, a huge boost. And I think that's something it can do. I think these dramas give a big boost to local channels that air them. I'm not sure what role they could play in such a channel, unless the three countries that are involved start producing content for it and agree on exporting this content to each other. I think that's the only way I think that would really push, because you can see this on YouTube. You don't need to have a channel dedicated to this. You can watch this on YouTube, you can watch this on Netflix. So I think that is something I'm a bit unsure, wary of. I'm not sure how successful it would be in promoting that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zebunisa, for joining us today. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.